You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Hello, my faithful friends. Welcome back. Today's episode is really special. It's the 12th and final one for the season. One episode for every single month. One full year of me walking in faith, sharing what God's put on my heart, and letting Him use this space to speak, not just to you, but to me as well. I've had time to reflect and see how much God's done in me and with my podcast in just one year. It makes me so excited for what's to come. And today's episode is called He Died for You. I don't mean that lightly. I say it because I felt the weight of it, and I want you to feel it too. How personal the cross is, how powerful God's love is, and how much He's done for me this year. Before I ever released my first episode, before I even bought a microphone, I remember feeling so overwhelmed by the thought of coming out with this podcast. I didn't know if I could do it. I didn't know if I had the confidence or even the right things to say to you guys. What's funny is I had a whole note in my phone with maybe 30 different episode ideas all planned out. And guess what? I ended up barely using any of them. Every single month, God would place something new on my heart, something I didn't plan, but something that I needed. And maybe something you needed. Every step I took felt uncertain. I had doubts, fears, questions, but I also had a choice. Would I obey even when I couldn't see the outcome? And that's what this year has taught me more than anything. Obedience isn't about having it all together. It's about trusting the one who does. God didn't need my perfection. He just needed my surrender. And every time I say yes, even when I don't feel ready, He showed up. I just love those moments when we get to see how God was working. Looking back, I realize how faithful He's been, how every message, every episode, every yes was part of something bigger than I could see at the time. I planned, but He led me, and obedience was the bridge between those two. This podcast has been more than just a project. It's been a process of letting go, leaning in, and learning to follow, even when I couldn't see the next step. As I look back on this year and see how God has been faithful through my obedience, I can't help but be excited about what's ahead, because the same God who led me through this season is already preparing me for the next one. I want to share with you guys what I plan on doing next year. I'll be sharing 12 new episodes, just like last year, but this time it's not just going to be me. Every month you'll hear someone's testimony, a real story of what Jesus has done in their life. And every single testimony I'm going to share on here is rooted in the same truth: Jesus died for us. Their stories are living proof of God's love, His grace, and His resurrection power. It's not just about their journey. It's about the Savior who met them there. That's the heart of all of it. In Revelation 12:11, it says, "They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." That verse is the foundation for the next season. It's a reminder that the cross is not just history, it's victory. And every story you'll hear next year is living proof of that. Their pain, their breakthrough, their healing, it all points back to Him. So if you walked this journey with me this year, I invite you to keep walking with me this upcoming year. And If God has written a story in your life, maybe you'll even share it here on my podcast with me one day. But before we look ahead, I want to pause for a moment and focus on the heart of the whole thing. Jesus, he died for you. Not just for the world in general, not just for a nameless crowd. He died for you, personally, lovingly, and willingly. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He didn't wait for us to get it together. He came in love, full of mercy, carrying a cross that we deserved. Isaiah 53:5 says, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." That's the foundation of everything I've shared this year. Every message, every word, every whisper of hope, it all leads back to Jesus and what he did for you and me. So if you're listening today and you feel far from God, hear me clearly. He hasn't given up on you. His arms are still open. His grace is still real, and his love, it's still enough. And honestly, I still can't wrap my mind around that kind of love. That he would see all my flaws, all my failures, and still choose the cross for me. It's a love I know I could never earn, and yet he gives it to all of us freely. Jesus is everything we need him to be and more. Jesus is a king, and not just any king. He's the King of Kings. He's a father. He's the everlasting father who protects, provides, and loves unconditionally. He's a friend who knows you deeply, loves you fully, and never leaves you, even when you mess up. He's loyal, trustworthy, and always present. He's a shepherd, a savior, a healer, a redeemer, and the bread of life. He restores what's been lost. And let's not forget, Jesus is God with us. Whatever you need, he is. Whatever you lack, he provides. And whatever you face, he's already overcome. So when you think of Jesus, just think about this. He's not just one thing, he's everything. And he's everything for you. The cross wasn't just an event. It was a personal act of love for every single one of us. The cross is where Jesus said, "I see you, I know you, and I love you enough to give everything for you." It's the ultimate proof that you are worth dying for. Take a moment after this episode to sit with him. Ask him to show you what the cross means for you right now in this season. And if you've never given your life to him, or if you've been drifting, he's waiting. He's calling. Jesus didn't die for perfect people. He died for real people, broken, hurting, healing people. People like you and people like me. And if you've never surrendered your life to him, if today's the day you're ready to say yes, I want to give you the words to say. This is actually the first time I've ever led anyone in a salvation prayer. But honestly, I say this prayer every single Sunday at church because I need renewing every single day myself. So if this is you today, just repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins and rose again so I could be saved. I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and giving me a new life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today, please let me know. I'd love to celebrate with you and pray for you as you start this new journey. And to all of you, my faithful friends, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for showing up, for listening, for letting God speak to you through this podcast. All of your support, your prayers, your encouragement, it's meant more to me than I can say. I can't wait to share the next season with all of you, but until then, stay rooted in His love and never forget, He died for you. This episode was very short and sweet. Let's finish in a quick prayer. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this year. Thank you for every person who's listened, for every heart you've touched, and for every way you've shown up when we least expected it. God, I pray that this message pierces through doubt, through fear, through shame, and lands in love. Remind us again that the cross was personal, that you died so we could live, and that your grace is still more than enough. In Jesus' name, amen.